Great. Good. Let's begin, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome to the December 15th, 2022 meeting of the hearings officer in hybrid format today. Thanks for everyone for participating. I'll call the meeting to order at this point. Item number two is the approval of today's agenda. I'll ask the staff if we have any changes to the agenda.
None.
All right. I'll approve the agenda as it's been listed. Item three on today's agenda for no action are the public interest comments. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as the announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other matter may do so at this time. However, public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or on public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. This time, I'll ask Georgina to look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to address the hearings officer as I've described it.
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by raising their hand or utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. Show of hands. And it looks like we do not have any hands raised.
Thank you, Georgina. We'll move on then to item four, which is the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone who's listening or here today know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. Item five, public hearing items. We have three today. We'll begin with item 5A, Pine Wild HOA Bowie Field Relocation and Expansion. Located at 600 Highway 50 in Zephyr Cove, Douglas County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel numbers are 1318-15-110-052 and 1318-15-111-085. And the TRPA file number is Moore, not Moops, 2021-1898. Matt Miller is our staff planner on this. Matt, will you please begin?
Good morning. Afternoon. My name is Matt Miller, senior environmental specialist with TRPA. So Pine Wild HOA, condominium HOA, is proposing to relocate and expand their existing buoy field. The buoy field currently consists of 42 mooring buoys. They will be moving that 70 feet lakeward, so the entire field 70 feet lakeward. They're proposing the addition of 16 new mooring buoys to the field for a total of 58 mooring buoys. And then they're proposing the relocation of two navigational buoys and the retention of existing swim lines and 14 new low water anchor blocks. So that's the proposal. The project includes 32 square feet of fish habitat mitigation for two of the buoys that are in feeding cover habitat. And the applicant also requests that the buoy floats be authorized to remain in place year round, which would modify a previous permit's special conditions of approval. And so that's the proposal is before you. And then the draft permit recommends, the staff recommends the approval of the relocation of the field, 16 new mooring buoys for 58 total, but reducing the number of low water anchors from 14 to 12 to meet development standards. The removal of two marker or navigational buoys that were proposed for relocation on the plan, and then the removal of six unauthorized mooring buoys. There has been a change in talking with the applicant to the the applicant's proposal to remove some of the swim line buoys. So they are retaining the swim line, but they had on their plans indicated they were going to remove the kind of the corner or the edge buoys. That was talking with Gary here, Gary Midkiff, who is representing the applicant. That was a mistake on the plans, and staff doesn't see any reason why they could not retain the corner swim line buoys in as was approved previously by TRPA.
And Matt, where on the site plan is the swim area?
The swim area on the site plan is kind of, you can kind of see where that yellow is.
I can actually walk up and point it out. So the swim area is right here, and there's four swim buoys in a line that are attached to actual swim lines with those typical little floats that you'd see for a swim area.
So are they on either side of the pier?
Yes.
Any other comments on the changes that you covered? Concerns or your recommendation?
As far as the, from what was proposed to what staff is recommending to approve, the change from the 14 new low water anchors to 12. If you can see on the site plan to the very left-hand side at the top, there's a second row of additional low water blocks. The development standards require that there's maximum of one row of low water blocks, and that those low water blocks be within 600 feet of 6220. And those two, it's the second row, and they're also further from 6220 than 600 feet. So with the applicant's agreement, they've agreed to remove that second row from their proposal.
And the low water blocks are the outermost?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you and I talked about that, and the two additional ones that take us from the 12 to the 14 are out on the jog area that's sort of furthest left corner?
Correct.
Okay. And where exactly on this site plan will a fish habitat restoration?
The fish habitat restoration, I think it's right there at the very, there's one at the top and one at the bottom. Is that correct, Gary?
Right. Near where the outer navigation runways were located.
So, there's one area of fish habitat mitigation right there, and then one at the bottom at the other end.
Okay. And you said that was the adjacent to feed and cover?
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Matt. You and I have been over this previously. I don't have any further questions. Someone representing the applicant?
We're in agreement with the recommendation. A couple of them were not wild about, but we're going with the staff recommendation.
That you can live with?
Yes.
Okay. And would you mind identifying yourself for a record?
Jerry Midkiff, for the record representing Pine Hollow HOA.
Thank you, Gary. I don't have any other questions for the applicant or for you, Matt. So at this point, I'll open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands. Anyone who'd like to provide public input? Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may raise their hand now or utilize the hand raising feature in the Zoom app, which is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and you will have 3 minutes to make your comments. Don't see any hands raised in the room, and I don't see any hands raised online, so looks like we can continue with the agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no public comment to be offered, and we did not receive any.
No, we did not receive any
public comment. Thank you, Matt. I'll close the public hearing and take action on the project. And based on our staff recommendation and the findings that are contained in the staff report and the rationale on which they are based, including chapter 4, Chapter 66, Chapter 80, Chapter 83, and the draft conditions in the draft permit, as well as the changes that Matt has summarized for us. I'll make the findings, and that includes a finding of no significant effect, and approve the project as it has been modified between the staff and the applicant. Let's move on to item B, the Hoffman new single parcel pier located at 3055 Westlake Boulevard, Tahoe City in Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 085-050-033. The TRPA file number is ERSP2022-0016. Julie Roll is our staff planner on this project. Julie, will you please begin with a summary of the proposed project?
Sure. This is Julie Roll with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. So as Andrew mentioned, this is a new single parcel pier. It's for a property on the west shore of Lake Tahoe. It's one of those properties that's split by the highway. So they have a small strip, littoral strip across the highway, and the house is on the other opposite side of the highway. They received the pier allocation in the 2021 pier lottery. And I would say this is fairly straightforward because our code of ordinances has, you know, very specific location and design standards laid out for piers. So the total length is 95 feet, and this is kind of only one, it's not irregular, but one finding that they had to make is, they're going to have a 15 feet past 6219 elevation, which they had to make findings for to get an additional 15 feet, for the functionality of the pier. And that's due to just the depth of the water and the steepness in that area. So that meets with our code. In terms of scenic, they're required to mitigate all the new visible mass at a ratio of 1:2, which they are doing by retiring potential visible mass on the upland portion. So that's no problem. The upland portion is well screened and they had plenty of potential visible area for that. Trying to think if there's anything else to touch on. It's in feed and cover fish habitat. It only creates 5.5 square feet of new lake bottom disturbance. So they'll be mitigating that at a 1:1 ratio. And setbacks, there's no other piers directly adjacent on any of the properties adjacent. So there's no problem meeting all those setbacks. So I don't really have anything else. That's the summary.
Thank you, Julie. Can you describe for us what the two red lines on the site plan are intended to show?
Yes. Those I put on there and forgot to delete off, but it's fine. It's helpful. I was reviewing it, the one that's further lakeward is where 6219 elevation is. I just wanted to have that super visible so I could see that that's where they're getting the 15 feet additional length. And you can see that measured from that second red line. And the one that's further landward is the high water line. So I was looking at that to figure out how much coverage was created from on the area that's landward of high water line.
Okay. And the pier length, is that is that line, the landward red line, have any bearing on the length of the pier?
The landward.
As you measure the length of it.
Well, it's measured now. I mean, it's, as you can see on there, it's measured the whole length from end to end. So yeah. Those are marked on plan. It was just easier for me to have that visual on
there. That was helpful. Yes, I agree. And you mentioned a small number,
5.5
square feet of fish habitat mitigation.
Yep.
How would that proposed?
They're going to do some little cobble stacks, basically. That's pretty typical. So they'll install those within the project area.
Okay. And have we conditioned the permit?
Yes.
To include that?
Correct. And then there's some kind of checkup at the end of the project to make sure that's been installed.
Okay. Any other BMP or mitigation requirements?
No.
Do we have anyone representing the applicant here today?
Yes, I'm here on the Zoom. My name is Gary Furumoto, and I'm with Sagan Design Group. I'm representing Susan Hoffman. And we have reviewed the staff report and the draft conditional permit and agree with all of the findings and have no further comment on that part. I'm available to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have any further questions for the applicant or for staff.
I'll also just mention that I have not received any public comment ahead of the meeting.
Thank you. At this point, I'll ask Georgina to open the public hearing and look for a show of hands for anyone who'd like to provide public input. Georgina?
Any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may raise their hand now or raise their hand using the Zoom app, which is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen, or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and you'll have 3 minutes. Anybody in the room, anybody online? Looks like we do not have any hands raised.
Very good, thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no additional public comment to be offered, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, and that includes the findings of fact and the rationale on which they are based, as well as the conditions that are included in our draft permit, I will make the findings as they've been proposed by staff, again, using the rationale that's provided, and that includes the finding of no significant effect, and I will approve the draft permit as it's been proposed, including the conditions of approval. Thank you. And we'll move on to item 5C, Edelweiss LLC Commercial Construction Modification, located at 760 River Road, Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel numbers are 095-110-011-022 and 026. The TRPA file number is ERSP 2022-0090. That's zeros. Our staff planner on this item is Teresa Evans. Teresa, will you please begin?
Absolutely. Teresa Evans, senior planner with our permitting and compliance department. And this project is proposing the remodel, expansion, and upgrade of an existing restaurant property known as the Viper House. And it includes the expansion of an existing 26 space parking lot to a 30-space parking lot, some tree removal, new landscaping, interior and exterior building upgrades, handicap access, exterior lighting, and full BMPs for the project area and parking easement. The building expansion will include 1,038 square feet of additional CFA, commercial floor area, which will be allocated from the available commercial floor area pool and is needed to accommodate the upgraded unisex restroom, upgraded kitchen, and similar improvements located within the proposed building. Even with this addition, the project will also result in a decrease in proposed seating capacity from 164 seats to 156, and will therefore not result in an increase in vehicle miles traveled. The existing restaurant building contains 6,684 square feet of commercial floor area, and a portion of the project area crosses the State Route 89 right-of-way, and also includes a private parking easement adjacent to the restaurant parcel directly to the west. There is a permit condition in the draft permit that requires a TRPA deed restriction for land coverage within the project area that will include APNs 095-110-011 and 022. The parcel 026 with the parking easement is not part of the proposed project area deed restriction. This is a change to the proposed initially, it was determined that that easement area is not actually a part of the coverage needed for this, so it is being excluded from the project area. An interesting piece of this proposal is that the existing non-conforming well and septic systems will be replaced with new water and sewer connections to be provided by a TCPUD, Tahoe City Public Utility District. And the existing septic system and water well will be abandoned in place and capped in accordance with the Placer County Environmental Regulations Department. The property is located on State Route 89, about a quarter mile from Tahoe City or the intersection at 89 and 28. All proposed Work will incur in land capability class 4, and the project does include excess land coverage, but there will be no additional coverage proposed with the project. Some tree removal is proposed to accommodate the additional parking, upgraded parking area. And that's it for the summary. I do want to mention a couple of changes to the permit. So Mark Anlick is the owner of the property 026.
And can you just wave which one that is?
That's the 8 parking spaces on the left on the site plan.
That's
parcel is a separate parcel. Okay. And this property, the Idlewise property, does have a 8 space parking easement with that property that's included in their grant deed. So they are authorized to do the work on that property as a part of this project. As a result of that, we are removing Mark Anlick as a permittee and signator for the permit. It's not needed. And we've also modified the deed restriction to exclude that property from the overall project area deed restriction.
Well, that land coverage that's on Mr. Anlick?
Yes.
On the parcel to the left, as you pointed out, that gets counted on?
It is not parcel? A part of, it's a separate calculation from the Idlewise property. Okay. Yes.
All right. Anything else?
That is all I have. Thank you.
Do we have someone representing the applicant here today?
Yeah, Kevin Agin, representing Idlewise. I appreciate staff getting this agendized, and it's been a long journey. We've started from, I think we were here before a land capability challenge to clarify the soil classifications on this with this venue, and was successful in getting all the other clearances. This project's been highly supported by Placer County and the PUD. PUD is extending their facilities out in front of this property because right now it's not. So, and the fire district's been very supportive because we're adding some fire suppression, like a fire and so forth in there. So with the changes that Teresa mentioned, those are acceptable to us, and appreciate the accommodation of clarifying that. And other than that, we encourage us to move forward if we can. We're anxious to start construction as soon as we can.
And when you said, Ken, thank you, Kevin, when you said the PUD is extending its facilities, what exactly are they?
They're linear facilities of their water and sewer facilities so that they can serve these properties. Right now, as they're being on septic and well, they'll be connected by a water main and their individual services.
Where do that services stop today? Do you know?
It's I want to say it's about 100 feet toward Tahoe City.
Okay. Next parcel over?
About a parcel or two over.
Parcel or two over. And where I think I can spot, in looking at this over with Teresa, the site plan, I think I can spot maybe where the well house.
The well house is behind the restaurant, okay. and we're proposing an ADA ramp, access ramp behind there. So it'll be... we'll comply with all, we've already met with environmental health and so forth when we went through the county process. And we're abandoning things accordingly.
Yeah, they have, like my experience, that they have fairly rigorous requirements about how one properly abandons a water well.
Yeah.
And where, Kevin, on the site is the septic system?
It's in the existing parking area. There's a vault and I believe a leach field in there, and it has to be abandoned in place.
Okay. Yes, and I know we come across them from time to time, but it's been a while since I've seen one.
Yeah.
And Kevin, what is on the parcel that's across the highway?
It's pretty much vacant. There's a wide paved parking area that's open to the public that's in the Caltrans right away. And I believe it's shown, we have it on one of the maps there that we probably clarify it if you can access that map up on this. Let's see, keep going to the bottom of the page. There you go. So you have a widened, then there should be photos in there too. But it's a parking area that's seasonally used for folks. And then there's also a bike trail that runs through there along the river.
I think that might be the bike trail.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a call out for it or not on it. But.
So we're proposing no activity over there, pretty much just cleaning up a project area so that parcel is encapsulated, and then we can add all the permissible coverage numbers
tabulated accordingly.
That's part of the project area?
Correct.
Do we have any BMP or restoration requirements for that?
On that side of the highway?
Something that's needed?
I do not know.
It's all open forest, so I don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, no, I didn't see any photographs.
There's no compacted areas or anything that we're aware of. I think they're more beavers. It's sort of a swampy area.
Gotcha. Very good. All right. Teresa, do we make, as part of these actions, do we make an actual allocation of the commercial floor area?
We do not need to. It is it's recommended by Placer County, and we can
process that at the staff level.
Yes.
Very good. And I'm curious, Teresa and or Kevin, or if we have Lynn with us, on the item in the discussion, number 13, future sidewalks. What's the plan for? See, there's a discussion in there and a connection back or reference to the area plan for the part of town.
Yeah, we have two buying agencies on the sidewalk. So what we did is we showed it on plans and labeled accordingly. When that is settled between Caltrans and Placer County, whatever is settled on there, we got Caltrans saying no sidewalks. And then we got Placer County saying put sidewalks in. So Placer County said they're willing to defer that so it doesn't hold up the project, is what the communication we've received. So there should be a note on there that's, you know, we're willing to abide by the final rendering. Since the sidewalks would be in Caltrans right away, they do have sort of a heavier role in the decision making.
Yeah, I see a call out box for it. Yes.
So we put that note on there to satisfy both the county and Caltrans.
I see. And it looks like some or most of the couple of those landscape islands there in the right-of-way?
Correct, and those are landscaped.
Yeah, or that help to identify and define the entrance or
correct
the circulation access?
Yes, yes.
Do you know how far away the last sidewalk is? I presume it's toward Tahoe City.
Yeah, that's been a bone of discussion, but it's almost all the way into that beyond the roundabout over by the Chevron station, if you are familiar with
yes, that. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I wondered how far.
Yeah.
Is imminent or?
Yeah, we've made comments to that effect. It's sort of like, okay, let's see the master plan of the terrain.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Any other comments? Teresa?
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I forgot to mention another change I made to the conditions of approval. Is to add a condition for the site plan to include the APNs, the parcel numbers that are actually going to be included with the project area on their coverage table on sheet C1.1.
Okay.
And that is all.
Do we have that sheet in our list of exhibits?
No, this is one that the modification I made today.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a change. And the condition, is that the first?
It is going to be condition 6E1. It's going at the top of 6E, and it says the project area calculations included on sheet C1.1 shall be revised to identify both APN 095110011 and 022 as part of the project area and shall include the square footage of the parcel areas for each of these parcels.
Okay. 6E1?
It'll be 6E1. Everything else moves down one number.
Okay, very good. So we'll have E1 through 5, is that?
Yeah, yes.
With the modification?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Teresa. Okay. I don't have any further questions. Did we receive any public input?
We have not received any public comment at this time.
Okay. At this point, I'll ask Georgina to open the public hearing and look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to provide a public comment on this item. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may raise their hand at this time. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. Just looking online, but I don't see any hands raised.
Very good. We'll continue then. Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no public comment to be offered,
This time I'll close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's included in our staff report, and that includes the findings of fact and the rationale on which they are based. I'll find which chapters we are going to include, chapter 4, chapter 30, chapter 37. And if that is included, a finding of no significant effect, I will make the findings as they have been proposed in the staff report using the rationale that's included. You do not need to make a specific CFA allocation at this level, so I'll defer on that. Make the findings, and that includes the FONSI, and noting the changes to the permit conditions that Teresa has summarized for us, including the modification of the deed restriction and the land coverage table, thank you, by parcel. Any other, Teresa, any other changes that we need to make?
The permit also was modified to remove the Analyte property.
Thank you. From that as part of the deed restriction and the project area?
Yes.
Correct, thank you. With those changes summarized and the draft permit and the permit conditions that are proposed, I will approve the permit, including the conditions as modified, and approve the project. That brings us to the end of today's agenda. As we're on to item 6, adjournment, I want to thank everyone who's been here in person and online today for participating. We'll stand adjourned, and I hope everyone has a terrific, enjoyable holiday season. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
and we will stand adjourned.